This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, there are continued signs of solidarity with American protests against police brutality and racism. Australians in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and to raise awareness of the mistreatment of Indigenous Australians showed up in the tens of thousands Saturday. It comes as authorities were still trying to mandate social distancing with the coronavirus, still a major threat to society. A last-minute appeal at the New South Wales Court of Appeals allowed a rally in Sydney, where several thousand people marched chanting, quote, Black Lives Matter. Protesters took to the city's main train station. Among a heavy police presence, some were seen dousing liquid in their eyes after being pepper sprayed, presumably by authorities. Inspired by the death of George Floyd, who died in the U.S. state of Minnesota, many protesters wore black masks with handwritten I can't breathe signs on them, Floyd's last words, which have become a rallying cry worldwide for the Black Lives Matter movement. Also in the heart of London, thousands of people rallied to support U.S. protest against police brutality. They waved placards and chanted, no justice, no peace, no racist police. The rolling global protests reflecting rising anger over police treatment of ethnic minorities. The British health minister said Sunday the protest undoubtedly risked causing an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases again, adding, quote, I support very strongly the argument that is being made by those who are protesting, but the virus itself doesn't discriminate. Huge crowds gathered at Parliament Square, making social distancing impossible. Later, protesters stopped traffic as they marched towards the American embassy. In Berlin, several protesters were arrested as thousands rallied against racism and the death of George Floyd. This is VOA News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg appears to be softening his stance when it comes to changing the social media giant's policies, allowing controversial posts to remain on the platform made by President Trump, which some critics said fueled the fans of racial tensions during a time of great civil unrest. Without offering any specifics, Zuckerberg, in a Facebook post, made a partial concession, writing, quote, we're going to review our policies allowing discussion and threats of state use of force to see if there are any amendments we should adopt, end quote. He added, quote, we're going to review potential options for handling, violating, or partially violating content aside from the binary leave it up or take it down decisions, end quote. Zuckerberg has been receiving pressure by critics and backlash from employees after he defended a decision to leave up a Facebook post from Mr. Trump containing the message, quote, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Many saw the post as a threat and a throwback to state-sanctioned violence against protesters during the civil rights era. The world has surpassed another COVID-19 milestone now with more than 400,000 confirmed deaths from the virus. The U.S. still has the highest number of deaths at nearly 110,000. The number of global infections is nearing 6.9 million, with the U.S. at the top in that category as well with more than 1.9 million cases. Global health leaders are raising concerns over how quickly Brazil has overtaken other countries. It now sits at number 2 for number of infections and number 3 in deaths. According to the U.S. Transportation Department, the United States plans to issue a revised order in the coming days that is likely to allow some Chinese passenger airline flights to resume flights to the U.S. The revised order, however, limits Chinese carriers to 2 weekly flights to the United States. This cuts in half the 4 weekly round-trip flights which Chinese passenger carriers have been flying to the United States. This is the latest move in the twists and turns between the two countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since March 29th, China has been implementing the 5-1 policy, which controls the number of international flights and reduces pressure on the first entry point. The British government said Sunday it will reopen places of worship for individual prayer June 15th as it continues to progressively ease coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office said services in worship groups will still be banned for the time being due to concerns the virus spreads more quickly in enclosed spaces. The U.S. state of New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo will speed up some parts of the state's reopening plan due to a huge drop in coronavirus deaths, as well as other encouraging numbers. Cuomo says churches, mosques, and other religious buildings will be allowed to operate with 25% of their usual capacity. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.